At Emory University, we believe in those with the ambition to achieve, the passion to learn, and the optimism to see the possibilities ahead. Founded on a belief that the wise heart seeks knowledge, an Emory education combines experiential learning in Atlanta and beyond with unrivaled collaboration and discovery, all to prepare you for a world that needs your leadership. Learn more at emory.edu.
Welcome back again to the Slice of Anime Life podcast. This is Andrew and Dallas coming back with the newest episode. We're excited to bring anime live action One Piece right back in your direction, and we're excited to get going with this podcast. We got a lot planned for today, but first, I want Dallas to just talk to us about today and maybe what's going to possibly be in the next episode.
Yeah, so if you have been watching for a little bit, you might realize or know that our plan is to have our animator friend on as soon as possible. It's been a little bit of a struggle trying to get him to come on the show. We've been having a lot going on with school, so it's just been a little bit unfortunate, but we hope to get him on this Thursday. Like I said, we normally like to try to get our episodes out on Thursdays. Today is also a Monday, so sometimes that doesn't always work. Happy Labor Day to everyone who's celebrating today. Hopefully all of you guys got a good day off of work, or if you are working, that hopefully it wasn't too stressful for you. But thank you guys for kind of checking in and listening to the podcast today. But back to what I was saying, hopefully this Thursday we will have our animator friend on. That is when we plan on doing it. I'm not going to be able to actually be there, so it should be a one-on-one with Andrew and my friend Avery, who is the animator, our friend Avery. So hopefully on Thursday we'll get an episode out, or Thursday night or Friday morning, on the animating side of anime. What we're doing today specifically is talking about the One Piece live action again. It's something we didn't talk about the last couple episodes, something me and my brother are both very, very important, are very important to us. We love the live action. We just love One Piece in general. But we want to kind of ask this question to each other. How far do we think that One Piece will go, the live action? Not the anime, just the live action. How far do we think that they'll actually make in the live action? Right now, I just saw something yesterday that the director, and I don't know how much of it is factually correct, but I saw something on Facebook, and I know you can't always believe what you watch on Facebook or see on Facebook, but it did say that their plan was to have up to 12 seasons of the live action. I don't know how far that would actually make it to, but yeah.
My only thought with that, though, is, again, hopefully that is the case, but we also have to take into account that the characters are going to age, the actors are going to age. It takes a long time for each season to be made. And so if it is going to take 20 years, because if they're doing 12 seasons, they're making one season per 2 years, you know, it could be 20 plus years and all the actors are going to be old. And it's just, I don't know. I don't foresee them doing that long of a running series. My hope is that they can get pretty far, and maybe they can do less than 12 seasons and still get through a lot of the One Piece story, at least the parts that can be made into the live action. We did see, I think last month, let me know, see exactly when it was posted, about 3 weeks ago. Okay. So last month, about 3 weeks ago, they released the first look on Netflix for the One Piece Season 2 live action. It has 7.7 million views, so a lot of people are watching it. And I think a large amount are excited for the second season. In fact, it looks like it has 241,000 likes. So I think people are very excited. Some of the things I've noticed in the second season is, of course, they're immediately starting out with a giant Laboon, which I'm super happy for. I'm excited for Laboon to finally be a part of the story, because he is not just a whale. He's much more than that. He's a big part of the story and a key person within the One Piece live action and the anime. So I'm happy.
Yeah, I mean, I'm in the same boat as you. I think that we see a lot of cool things, cool adaptations for the new season. We might see a little bit more CGI, which I think will be kind of interesting. I mentioned last episode or the episode before when we did last talk about One Piece live action that I thought maybe the fishmen could have been made in CGI, and I would have liked to have seen how that would have looked. But we're having more CGI in the fact that we see Chopper as a CGI character. We see Laboon as a CGI character. We see some other characters as CGI. We also have some other characters that are just – we also explained how we thought Arlong should be a little bit larger as a character, right? So we're seeing giants specifically in that same kind of role. They're obviously not – they're real actors, but they're put at a scale in which that makes them look larger, which I wish kind of could have happened with Arlong, just a little bit lower scale. But we see some more highlights from the trailer, you could say, or the sneak peek, right? Zoro obviously is upgrading his swords at this point. Nami, we see more of maybe a combat role. There's a little bit, I think, of a snippet of there that talks about – or shows them kind of facing off with Alvida and Buggy. So that would be a really cool experience. Go for it.
We also see – what I like to add is we also see the first look of Robin, which she looks great. I think she'll – to be honest, I've seen some of her work. And again, the actress is blanking my mind. I don't remember who she is. Gotcha. Yeah. She's – I think she's a good actress. I think she'll fit the role perfectly. The costume looks great. I think Smoker even looks better than I thought he would. I think Smoker looks great.
He does look cool.
I'm excited.
Yeah, he does look cool. I've always liked Smoker as a character, but we'll kind of wait to see how I feel about the actor.
Yeah. It didn't look like we got any more snippets of Chopper in this first look. So I think they're still trying to hold back a lot of the Chopper arc. And his storyline, they're trying to hold back from posting that about that in the new first look, which makes sense. They already kind of released how he was supposed to look and his voice actor and all this stuff back in To Doom, I think. Yeah, during To Doom or I can't remember To Doom. But I'm excited. Even though they didn't show that much more of Chopper. It looks like there's going to be a lot more action. It looks like Luffy's going to be learning new power sets, power moves. I mean, he's going to be using more abilities that he used throughout the anime. I'm super pumped. I think the first look, if you have not gone and watched it, it's on the Netflix YouTube account. And again, super awesome. One other thing I'd like to add, too, is at the end it says, it looks like season 3 is setting sail soon and is kicking off. So from that understanding, season 2 must be already wrapped up. They must be really close to releasing it because, again, it's coming out in 2026. And season 3 is already, quote-unquote, setting sail.
Season 3 will be out in 2026, too. Let's say season 2 gets out early in 2026 and then they put out season 3 later on. I guess we're not really sure yet, but Also on top of that, we see Princess Vivi, kind of the first little look at her. Hopefully we get some sort of look at the duck that's with her too. Do you remember?
Yeah, some comments on the YouTube video. Some comments on the YouTube video are like teasing season 3 in the production during a season 2. First look is diabolically wonderful. I agree. Some people were saying Smoker was exactly how I imagined he'd be in the live action, spot on. So I think as scrolling down through all of these comments, I don't really see any bad or negative comments. I see a lot of positive stuff. So that could just be that they're all One Piece fans and they're just trying to be positive and hope for a good show. And again, like, I'm right with them.
Yeah,
I'm going to do the same thing.
So kind of kicking off that was a little bit of an overview of what we saw in the live action sneak peek or the first look. How far, Andrew, do you think, really? I mean, we can look at the arc specifically individually, but how far do you think the live action could go if it works?
Well, it's tough to say because, again, if they're going to be making a ton of seasons, it's going to be expensive. It's only going to get harder. One Piece is one of those rare shows that is just so outlandish and so coming from left field, where they have different looking characters and weird looking people and random scenarios that you wouldn't see in other stories, because One Piece is all over the place. It's great, but it still is all over the place.
Right.
It's going to be very difficult for me to process them getting as far as like Whole Cake or even Wano, I feel like that's got to be so far away and just almost unrealistic with how much you'd have to put in it.
Right.
Even Dressrosa seems kind of a stretch of how much they would have to do.
Right.
Really get to
that. I would like to see Dressrosa, and I know a lot of people would love to see kind of his first major fight where he uses spoiler gear 4 or whatever against Doflamingo. I think that would honestly be a really cool moment, but are they going to make it that far?
At Emory University, we believe in those with the ambition to achieve, the passion to learn, and the optimism to see the possibilities ahead. Founded on a belief that the wise heart seeks knowledge, an Emory education combines experiential learning in Atlanta and beyond with unrivaled collaboration and discovery, all to prepare you for a world that needs your leadership. Learn more at emory.edu.
I'm not sure. I know me and my brother have talked about this before. I think from my perspective, I would love to see the live action at least make it to the time skip. I think that would make it fun.
Yeah.
But it also, like you said, it just depends. There's going to be a lot of a budget for the show, depending on how many people are watching. Yes, we have 7 million people liking or watching the trailer. We have 300,000 likes or whatever the case may be.
Yeah.
That's not a ton, you know, compared to maybe some other shows, you know. However, I think that there's a decent enough fan base there that this budget could work out and they could make it as far as that.
I mean, some of the arcs I'm scrolling through and I remember them, but some of them that I think they easily could do are, you know, Skypiea, the Sky Island Saga. They should be able to do that. They should be able to do Skypiea. I mean, they will have to, of course, show some hints of Haki and some new information that might be hard for some of the new One Piece live action fans to understand.
Right.
Then we get into where we go to Water 7, where we first go to Long Ring. That's one I think you could do now. Definitely. Easy. I mean, there's a couple giants. There's like a giant character that you'd have to do, I guess, use the same CGI or same thing you did for this the Froggy. Yeah. And the larger giants in the upcoming season, if you did the same thing, it probably would work, because they are still portrayed by actual people.
Right.
So if you did the same thing, I think Long Ring could work. Water 7 and Enies Lobby, I mean, it would just be a big ask. Those are a lot of episodes. There's a lot to cover. And I would, again, as a huge fan of One Piece,
I'm assuming they're going to pick and choose exactly what they're going to show. I mean, from my perspective, they're probably not going to have much on Foxy and all that specifically. They're going to skip some of these maybe filler arcs specifically.
I know, but that's – even though it's filler, like it still was an interesting episode. It had some
– No, it's, some good... I like that arc, and it is – like I get that it's controversial sometimes between people. But at the same time, it's funny. It has some good moments. But I'm thinking in the live-action perspective, they might skip something like that, I would think, just to kind of connect it a little bit easier for those fans that don't watch the anime. They'll skip it to maybe more prominent – arcs, if that makes sense. Or if anything, they might have one episode dedicated to it.
Well, and also Long Ring, you could do it in one episode, Long Ring. And the cool part about Long Ring, in the end, doesn't Kuzan get shown? He's introduced. He's there on Long Ring, is he not? He's there. It says that the other two admirals are mentioned. So, I mean, we start learning about admirals. What even is an admiral? Like, we get introduced to them right off the bat. Like, if we don't get that little moment,
in the live action, they even explain a little bit more about it because they show things that weren't really connected. And that's another question, too. It's like, how much are they going to show about Garp and Kobe and Helmeppo? Or are they going to, completely cut them out of the second season? Or are we still going to see them kind of chasing the same kind of way?
Well,
so I guess
what I will say is we didn't see them in the first look.
I know we didn't, but still we did. When they showed the first season's first look, did they show too much of Kobe and Helmeppo?
They definitely were in the trailer.
But
and
they weren't supposed to be like in as much as they were. I wasn't expecting them to be in that as much as they were.
Well, knowing Netflix, we are going to expect them to change something, whether it be positive changes, negative changes. They will change something to fit their budget, to fit their time, because they're not going to be able to do all of Long Ring, all of Water 7, all of Skypiea, and make that all into the third season. Of course, they're not going to be able to do that. Right. I'm assuming the third season is going to be Skypiea. If they decide to skip that, like a lot of fans say that they do, a lot of One Piece fans say, oh, I skipped Skypiea. Right. You know, I'm not cool with that. You know, people can watch what they want, but there are some key plot points in Skypiea. Right. And I think especially, you know, towards the end of the life of certain characters, and we learn more about Devil Fruits, and we learn more about Haki and interesting fighting styles. Like, it's definitely a good it's definitely a not just good, a great arc. And so I'm going to assume that season three is just going to be all Skypiea.
Right. I mean, what One Piece live action does good is that they are really great at condensing the anime in some ways. You know, I think that they connect the arcs and condense it in a way that works, like you said, for people who are maybe average viewers, someone who just likes pirates maybe or have seen Pirates of the Caribbean.
Yeah.
You know, they can maybe connect with it in a type of way that's different than people who connected with the anime. And as people who love the anime, like me and you, it obviously is a little bit different, but we can look at it from both perspectives. So I know Netflix is definitely looking at this from a perspective of, let's just make this as good as we possibly can for the average viewer, maybe not the super fan of One Piece, but more about the average viewer. I mean, the first look to me does make it seem like they're pandering more to the super fan than just the average viewer. But from the perspective of what I watched last season, I think they kind of pandered towards the average viewer more than the One Piece super fan. So we'll see how they kind of do that with season two.
My thought about this, and I'm not your average fan. I do love One Piece. I'm not the biggest One Piece fan in the world, but I mean, it has been a huge part of my life. My only hope is that they at least make it as good as they possibly can. If they have to take or cut some stuff out of the next two or three seasons, that's fine. But as long as it's not key plot points that are needed, that the anime did so well at showing the audience, like, they can't just cut out certain points. Right. And again, I'm not going to spoil anything, but there are some moments throughout One Piece, throughout the history of any animated show or any show that for that matter, that just you cannot miss. And if you miss it, you're going to miss a lot of extra information. You're going to be lost. So as long as Netflix stays on a path where we aren't going to be lost, we'll still get the what you would say the bread and butter of One Piece, the good moments. If we can condense down the best moments and maybe cut out some of the filler or some of the time that it takes to get from point A to point B, the movement, like if we can cut that down, you know, then that would be ideal for me at least.
Right. I mean, like you said, some character backstories were changed specifically, right, in the first season. Okay, what are they going to do specifically for the second season? Are they going to switch around, maybe not tell us the full perspective, you know, maybe take some simple things?
I'm sure they're not going to go through all of Chopper's backstory and all of Robin's, and they're definitely going to condense it down a little bit. I hope they show a lot.
Don Krieg, what they did with the Baratie in Arlong Park. Like, it was a good overall, I think, arc in the sense of the live action, but they did kind of switch some things and condense
it. They sped it up.
Yeah, they sped it up, which I liked. They had to fit the narrative into 8 episodes. You know, that makes sense. They have to fit the story arc into those episodes. Maybe they had specifically 8 episodes in mind, and the producers and directors said, you know, we have to make it work in 8 episodes. The best way we can do this is by having Nami not specifically give the map to Arlong in the same way in the anime. You know, have her still kind of want to be with Luffy, but then turn her back on them when he's about to fight and drown from Arlong. And it's just kind of this extra stuff that we don't really need. Like you said, we kind of skip a lot of the arc with the dog, for example. The white
Choo-choo.
We skip some of those simple, what you could say is filler, but I do think that they do kind of show a lot of perspective from like the average things that were in the anime that wasn't just full on.
Like the humans, not just the Devil Fruit users. Exactly. Like there are actual people in the anime that do have lives, and there are animals and citizens who their moments were special for a short time in the early anime episodes, and they definitely skipped over some of that to just make up for time. And again, no one is super upset, but
I'm honestly not really upset about it, to be honest. Yeah. I think I'm more upset maybe about Don Krieg and Luffy not really getting to fight. I get it. Don Krieg's not like the most powerful character. He's really not. But he didn't really have any confrontation with the Straw Hat Pirates. And literally in the anime, he's one of his kind of first ever fights, kind of, you know, in a way, other than maybe the Axe Hand guy and other people. But we don't
– Axe Hand Morgan.
Yes, exactly. Axe Hand Morgan. So we really don't really see that fight at all. And I get that they wanted to condense it to make it easier, but I felt like that was important to the plot in the anime, you know? So hopefully they don't do too much of that in season two. You know, I want to see a lot more. Yeah. I'm not saying it has to be word for word, just like the anime, you know, they're going to have to condense it. They're going to have to do some changes. That makes sense to me, but just not to the extent of where it hurts the fans, you know?
I think we also did not get a snippet, and I want to see what you think. We did not get a snippet of Manganiello as Crocodile yet.
Right.
I think they're trying to save that for the fans because, to be honest, I did not expect him to be Crocodile. I'm happy about it. I think it's going to be I think it was a great cast. Yeah. He fits the look for sure. I mean, let's hope that he can act and have the laugh that is needed and really put in the work. I think he can do it, but you know, I haven't seen him in much for a while. And,
right.
You know, I am curious to see how he's going to look for his first view as
honestly, compared to, and I mean, it depends on who we're talking about here. Right. But I think he's going to do an amazing job. I think he has a perfect style. You know, I don't know how they're going to make him look, if he's going to have a beard or if he's not, you know, in the anime, obviously, he doesn't have a beard, but what are they going to do? I'm not sure, because he normally has a beard. I mean, I am also, as much as I love anime, I also love fantasy, or not fantasy. I love fantasy stuff too, but I love sci-fi as well, but I love reality TV. So seeing him in like Deal or No Deal Island, obviously, I don't think of him as like the number one choice when it comes to an actor. I think he's a great actor. He was great in One Tree Hill, which is another kind of rom-com show that me and my wife watched and I watched growing up, which I liked. But Manganiello, I think he's going to do a really great job. His hair will slick back really nice. I think he'll kill
the role.
I really do. He's one of the biggest named kind of persons or actors that were chosen. There was other also, whoever's Mr. Three. He also is a huge actor too. But
one of the ones I remember him from, wasn't he in, was it not Red Dragon, but he was in like a horror movie. Maybe was it might it be like Split? I don't
no,
remember.
Split. Exactly. He's obviously Mr. Not Mr. He's in he's Mr. Three. It's David Dastmalchian or whatever I think his name is.
Yeah.
He basically is Polka Dot Man.
In Suicide Squad, right?
Yes.
Yes.
But he's just in a more popular horror movie. It was like him being a game show host, but I can't remember the exact
name
of the movie. But he was also in Ant-Man as well. So maybe that's kind of his other big role, I guess you could say. But Suicide Squad, probably his biggest role. Oh, Andy was in, what's it called? He was in Vivarium. You remember that?
Yeah.
He was in Vivarium, I think, at the very end.
Yeah.
So yeah. I like him as a character a lot. No, he's also, you know what it was too? He's in the movie with Hugh Jackman. And
Prisoners. Yes, Prisoners. That's what it was.
He's in Prisoners, which is a fantastic movie. Kind of
fantastic movie. That's what I was thinking of at first. I was like, he's in some sort of scary thriller or like some very creepy movie, and Prisoners fits that mold quite well. So movie, definitely a good
not
movie.
Anime related, but if you have never seen the movie Prisoners, I recommend watching. It's a great movie with Jake Gyllenhaal, Hugh Jackman. It's a fantastic movie. Okay, yeah. Back to the anime though. Where would you like to see it maybe get to? Are you in the same?
You know what? I'm gonna cap it off at like if they get to around. I would like to see him go to time skip, and then maybe if they could at least go to do Fishman Island.
Right, that would be nice.
I think they could do Fishman Island. They've already done the Fishman before. I think they could do Hody Jones. They could do all of that. We've already seen what the Fishmen look like. They could do something similar. Maybe they could update it. I don't know.
Right.
The one thing I would love them to get to, at least, if they don't get to Fishman Island, they don't get to Time Skip, I would love to at least have them get to around Sabaody, where we can see them go head-to-head and clash against the Celestial Dragons. Some of those moments with the Celestial Dragons is just undefeated, and it's great,
content.
Just a great watch. Yes. I'll even say great content. It's just a great watch. You can see Luffy go head-to-head with, like, what many would consider a government entity in the Celestial Dragons. Some people have so much power, but yet they're just snobs, and it's just – it's a feel-good watch when it gets to there.
Yeah, it's pleasant to watch.
And it's also – it's hard to watch. That I think that would be a great moment for One Piece live action if they could get that far to where they get to the Celestial Dragons and we realize that it's not just an anime about pirates.
Right.
It's about being – It's not about who can be the worst. It's not about who can plunder the most gold. It's not about who can get to this island first. It's also about protecting those around you that you care about, right, and doing the right thing. And if you see people being mistreated or people who are treated like garbage, then it's Luffy's problem or it's Frankie's problem or it's all these people's problems.
Right. Well, from my perspective too, and I'm all caught up with the anime up until all of the dubs, so right, I'm like close. I just got finished watching essentially the backstory, the complete backstory of Kuma. Okay, and that kind of brings it. I get this is a big spoiler, so if you're not into spoilers,
well, I wouldn't spoil it too much, Dallas.
I won't spoil too much, but just know you can skip this if you want. But basically, there is a lot of backstories, obviously, about the Celestial Dragons, about the. Not emperors, but the people we talked about last week, the five kind of elders, right?
Yes. So
there's a lot of talk about them and how maybe they're unfair to people who are in the lower class. And Kuma being that kind of person who has a backstory that I won't mention too much, but let's say he's some sort of slave to them, right? He then ultimately uses his power or a devil fruit power that he gets to kind of counteract and fight the elders and fight others who are kind of taking and making these normal everyday citizens' lives hell. So really kind of really great backstory. You know what? Like Andrew said, it's not all about pirates. We're talking more about a lot of different types of people. It's mainly about pirates. We're talking about revolutionary people. We're talking about Marines. You know, we're talking about elders and emperors and kings. And it's so much more than just a pirate anime.
It's not even really a story about pirates anymore. It's a story about the clashes of class system.
Right.
About who's on top, who's at the bottom, who's the strongest.
Especially towards the newer episodes, for sure.
Yeah. I mean, 1,000%. I mean, yeah. Again, without going any further onto it, if you have not started One Piece yet and you're listening to this podcast and maybe we spoiled a little bit, skip through, definitely watch One Piece, at least the live action. If you're not a big anime fan and you like the live action or you like live action shows, like right. – Give it a watch because
you could essentially. I mean, you could
go far
if you're a brand new watcher. I have a couple friends that told me they're watching. They're not really big into anime, but they're listening to my podcast, which is great. I basically would tell them specifically this, that you could watch maybe the live action up until a certain point, and then you could start watching the anime at a specific point too. I would recommend going and watching the full anime. It's a long, long time. Okay, I did the math. I think ultimately it's – I'm gonna look it up specifically how long it'll take. But it takes a long time to watch it.
Well, while you're doing that real quick, I do think there's other avenues. I mean, they're not as good. You miss key information, but there are movies too. There are movies, some of which are on Crunchyroll, Netflix, whatever. There are movies that kind of condense certain arcs. So there's a movie on Skypiea. There's a movie for Alabasta. There's a movie probably for every arc, I think. I mean, at least some of the early arcs. And then there are other movies, too, that kind of put in place who Luffy is and backstory information and stories about Ace and stories about all these people. Like, if you really need to, look up online what the trajectory of watching should be and make the decision for yourself. If you think that you want to cut out all the filler and lose a little bit of the extra information, then maybe it might be best for you to watch Skypiea in the movie format instead of watching it each episode 20 minutes and
right. Well, here's the math. If you were to watch One Piece from the beginning, let's say from the exact beginning, each episode's about 23 minutes. Okay, if you're maybe skipping the intro and you're skipping the outro, it might be a little bit less. But you're talking close enough, right? In general, you have 23 minutes per episode, right? There's 1,052 episodes plus, right? Roughly, okay? That would then compute to be about 26,000 minutes. If you look at it that way, it's about 440 hours. You're talking about 18 and a half days of nonstop watching. You know, if you were sitting in bed and you literally didn't eat, you didn't do anything else, it would take you literally 18 full days. If you watched it for 2 hours a day, it would take 7 full months. So it's going to take you a long time to get caught up. I get it. Don't expect to start One Piece tomorrow and in a month be all caught up. It's not impossible. But if you have nothing going on, it's more possible. But if you have a full-time job and everything else, it's going to take you a long time. So just know, like I said, we are really wanting people to start watching the show. It's an amazing show. However, it really takes a lot of work. It takes a lot of kind of compassion.
The word I think you're looking for, patience, too, is it's a commitment.
It's a commitment. It takes a lot of patience to watch it.
Yeah.
It took us a long time. It took me 6-7 years, really. We started watching back in 2018. Right now it's 2025. You know, it's caught. Obviously, there's moments in which I've had to wait for the dub to come out. But in total, it took me about 6 years to watch. You know, there were times where I didn't watch for a year, year and a half. And then I watched like a few episodes or an arc and then didn't watch
for a while. This is – I haven't told many people this, but I mean, One Piece has been a huge part of our lives, but there was a moment in time where I didn't really even know what One Piece was. I remember talking with somebody about it a while back, and I had no clue really what One Piece was. I had assumed when they brought up, like, it happens on the water, and there's a lot of stuff going on. I honestly assumed it was like a Ghibli movie, or I maybe was thinking about one of the only animes I'd ever seen was Ponyo. And I'm like trying to imagine what this character with a straw hat looked like in the animation style of Ponyo. And I always had that thought in my head. And then once I really saw what One Piece was, I'm like, oh my goodness, yeah, this is not anything like I had imagined. It's not a movie. It's a long running show. And in fact, it was started when I was born. Like, I was born in 1999. The show started in 1999, actually not that far away from when I was born. I think it was around the anime was first introduced in October 20th or something, and we were born a little bit after. So, I mean, it's almost as old as us. It is as old as us. Right. And it's just crazy to think about. And it's like, I have not always known about One Piece. It would have been nice to know about One Piece when I was 8 and my parents like put me on it and want us to watch it. But again, I had no recollection of what anime or One Piece or all of these things were, other than maybe Pokemon and Yu-Gi-Oh, which I used to watch back in the day on like G7 Kids or
exactly.
Whatever.
When I say you need patience, like, for example, another show that I've watched growing up, maybe not growing up, but recently, and I'm trying to watch it all the way through for the second time, is Supernatural, okay? So obviously, this is not anime related. But there's 15 seasons, 40-minute episodes, sometimes more. There's about 327 episodes, okay? That's about half. So to watch the full season or full series of Supernatural, which is a long time, okay, that would also take you about 10 days. We're talking about watching Supernatural almost twice through would be the same as watching One Piece all the way through once. So it's a lot of freaking patience. It's a lot of effort. You really have to – you can't skip, obviously, episodes. You could, but we recommend you just need to be patient when you're watching. You have to be really
– Dallas, can you look up like – I know one of the longest running shows is like Day of Our Lives or Sesame Street. Could you just look up like Sesame Street, how long it would take to watch all the Sesame Streets? Because I could have sworn like Sesame Street has more than One Piece episodes. And I think like some of those sitcoms or not really sitcoms, but like daily shows like Days of Our Lives and other shows that have been on for a long time. Like
100 days to watch all for what? Streets.
For Days of Our Lives?
No, without Sesame Street.
So Sesame Street has how many episodes?
Days straight.
Oh my God.
Yeah, 4,700 episodes.
And how long are each of those episodes? 30 minutes an episode?
Yeah.
Wow. So, those of you that are in love with Sesame Street and watched that as a kid, or maybe you watch that with your children still, like, man, I mean, it's not that bad. Fortunately, One Piece isn't that bad. You can watch it in 7 months if you're doing 2 hours a day, which is possible.
That's not too bad.
2 hours every night. 2 hours every night, you get it done in 7 months. And One Piece is probably going to take another hiatus, or they're at least going to like take a little bit of a break before they truly end it. So, I mean, like this is your chance to start it and try to get it done in a year. And trust me, 2 hours a night seems like a lot. It is. It's a trek. But if you do it and you enjoy it and you have a good time watching One Piece, like, you're going to get addicted and you're going to be looking forward to coming home and watching it.
Right. And I just looked up another one. Another one of my favorite shows ever, obviously, is Doctor Who. If you were to put all of the Doctor Who old Who episodes, so we're talking from 1963 to 1989, basically, that would be about 12 days, and everything modern would be another 6.5. So we're talking about 18, basically 18.5. So that's even less than One Piece. You're talking about watching
all of Doctor Who, all of the episodes
from 1963,
movies and everything. If you compile all of that together, it's less still. Exactly. That's crazy.
So just know that it's a huge commitment. Huge, huge commitment, okay? But I also recommend it. You know, it takes time, but you'll really thank yourself for watching the show. You know, it's a really great moment. And that's not even including One Piece Live.
Or the only other thing is, or you can at least still become a One Piece fan. You can get a lot of the information, and you'll miss a little bit, but you can wait a couple years until a couple of the first seasons of One Piece Live Action's out, and you can get a lot of information at once.
Right.
And it won't take as long.
And I mean, if you're not even really a big One Piece like fan of watching, right, you could essentially read too. You could read all the manga.
Yeah.
They're saying roughly each manga would take you about maybe 10 to 15 minutes per chapter. So, I mean, they're saying it's about 223 hours. So it would take you – they believe it'd be – half the time it would take you to watch the full anime. So if you really don't want to watch the anime because it's taking you forever, it might take you 7 months, you're talking – you could essentially read all of the 100-plus volumes of the manga and probably in half that time be able to
know. I mean, even in my newest job and in my previous jobs, I've had coworkers come up to me and tell me that they believe that the One Piece manga is better too. So, I mean, who knows? Maybe there's some things you can learn or understand about One Piece from the manga rather than watching the anime if you prefer to read, and you can get the full story and more, and it takes less than half the time.
Right.
So, I mean, that's something to think about. Before we go, I know we don't have that much time left. We're going to try to keep it under 40 minutes. If we go a little bit over, that's fine. Where do you think would be the perfect ending of the live action?
I mean, of course, I mentioned it earlier.
Ideal thing, it could be all the way through, but what do you think would
ideally
be?
Ideally, I would just love them to somehow make it through to the time skip. If they can make it to the time skip, I think that'd be the best case scenario. Obviously, that's going to take some time. Okay, like I said, you need a decent budget. You need to make sure that you're kind of on top of it, making sure we're – you know, it's going to take a few years. It might not even be to like 2030-something, maybe even 2035 if they're actually doing 12 seasons. If they're doing 12 seasons and they have a season just come out – once a year, like they've been doing.
Well, my thought is, Dallas, they might be able to make it to 2030.
Yeah.
And all the characters be like close to whatever age in their 30s, whatever. Because Inyaki's pretty young as he is. He would still be young.
That's another thing you got to think about too. You know, in the anime, it's easy. You can just draw the characters. They don't age the same way. But the years that go by, they age.
So my thought is, if they can get to time skip, then that would be ideal. And I think they can get into time skip within the next couple seasons. Right. They would just have to condense it and compile it together. Right. So
that's even something if there was some type of way that they could make their aging not look as prominent. You know, even if it's 5 years later, maybe there's some way with the editing that they can make them look about the same age as they did when they started, which I'm sure could be possible.
you know, we'll just kind of wait and see. You know, they could use wigs or makeup and things too, obviously.
I guess a last resort, I mean, I hate to say it because I really, as much as I have used it before, I don't really want it to go into Netflix or shows and make things different, but I guess it could make it easier is just using AI. But
right, if it came to a point where the characters looked very old and they're really wanting to make it all the way to like Wano or something, and it's been like 10 years and the characters, you know, that's where I think maybe choosing characters who would have been like 15, like the actual age that Luffy would have been, might have been good, because you could have still used those characters for the next 10, 15 years. But choosing characters already in their 20s or choosing actors in their 20s kind of makes it difficult. But I get that they wanted the professionalism of those actors. You know, it's working well now. But choosing younger actors might have been good in the
world. Miyagi was 18 when he first started it, right?
Right, maybe.
He's pretty young. I'm going to look up how old he is while we maybe get close to ending.
Yeah, we're about to end here. But like I said, we'll kind of end it here in a minute. Andrew's going to finish off talking or letting you guys know the age of Inyaki. But like I said, this Thursday. This Thursday.
22.
Okay, so he's
okay. Really he probably was like 20 or 19 right when it first released.
Remember, guys, this Thursday, Andrew and my buddy AJ, our buddy AJ, Avery, my bad, is going to be reaching out to us. We should be able to have the podcast posted Thursday night or Friday morning. It'll be all about specific anime from the animator's perspective. Andrew will come up with some questions to ask him. It should be a pretty simple, maybe shorter, or about this length for a podcast. We're really, really thankful for you guys on a Labor Day, obviously, to listen to us. Should have this posted as soon as possible. Anything you want to kind of end on, Andrew?
Yeah, I was just saying I'm excited to do that interview. It should be really awesome. We might talk a little bit about Pokemon and just anime in general too, because he is an anime fan. So it won't be all about animation, but I'm excited. I'll have some questions set up for him, and I think it'll be a fun interview. So definitely stay tuned.
Awesome. Well, we want to thank you guys for listening, and have a great rest of your day, okay? Thank you.